All right, that was a swinging prelude, was that? Man, that was great. Yeah.
And see, if you'd have stayed home, you'd have missed it.
That's right, that's right, yeah.
So be here the Sunday after Easter.
Welcome, folks, to this worship service. We're glad you're here. If you're visiting with us, we offer a special welcome to you. The announcements are all in the bulletin. I'm sure you can read them. I would like to point out my class that I'm starting next Sunday. If you could feel like joining us at 10 o'clock, it's a class on the letters of Paul. We continue to keep the folks that are written, whose names are written on the board out there in our prayers. Carolyn Drew, Corey Hazelwood, Sarah Holland, Alex Warner, Drew Surrett, and of course, we continue to keep whomever you have in your prayers as well. So welcome, enjoy the worship service. Let us worship God.
Good morning. Please stand for the call to worship. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to the Lord. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Almighty God, you wonderfully created, and yet more wonderfully restored, the dignity of human nature. In your mercy, let us share the divine life of Jesus Christ, who came to share our humanity, and who now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Trusting in God's grace, let us confess our sin. Eternal God, in whom we live and move and have our being, whose face is hidden from us by our sins, and whose mercy we forget in the blindness of our hearts, cleanse us from all our offenses and deliver us from proud thoughts and vain desires, that with reverent and humble heart we may draw near to you, confessing our faults, confiding in your grace, and finding in you our refuge and strength, through Jesus Christ, your Son. Our prayer continues in silence. Amen. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. I declare to you in the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. You may exchange greetings of peace one with the other.
In your pew Bible on page 582. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his host. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded, and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling his command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
I want to invite all the children to come up. And I hope you were listening, although this is not a test. Hey, Ross. There was a word that she said 12 or 13 times in that reading. And she said, everybody must do it. She said, the monsters have to do it. She said, the creepy wiggly things have to do it. The trees, the birds. She said, the young, that would be y'all, have to do it. She said, the old, that'd be me, have to do it, right? So she read the passage that said, everybody praise the Lord. You knew it already? Excellent listening. So what does that mean, Ross? What does praise mean? We tell you to do it, but I'm not sure we tell you what it is. It's a word we use a lot in church, but we don't use it a lot in school, or maybe not even a lot at home. Do you know what it means? What do you think, Ben? Could be like to worship a little bit. What else? That's another church word, though, so if you don't know that church word, you're stuck again. What else? Do you know? Well, I looked it up in the dictionary so that I could help you guys, and guess what it says? It says to glorify. So what does that mean? Another church word. Yeah, so we have special words in church because it means more than just being thankful, or more than just being grateful, or more than just loving something, right? When I looked up glorified, you know what it said? To praise. So we were kind of stuck. Yeah, but it means to be grateful, to honor and adore. Make it bigger and better than anything we know. God created everything, and everything should be thankful and grateful and honor the Lord, right? We forget. That's why, I don't know if you ever remember in the worship service, we always do a confession, because we forget. We forget that everything has God's hand on it, and everything is because of God. And we forget to be thankful. We forget to praise God and glorify God. So we have our confession, another church word, which we learn when we come to church, right? When we come to worship. Yes, confession. You did remember that word. So, do you know what Tuesday is? The first day of a new year. We did, well, the last candle is kind of lit. We lit it already. But when we start the new year, I'm going to ask you if you are remembering every day to say a prayer that praises and glorifies God. Let's this year try to remember that it's not us that's making this world wonderful for us.
God is.
Thank you. That's right. God is. God is. And we need to remember to praise and glorify, to honor and thank God. All right? Thank you guys for coming today after all that Christmas. Wait a minute. We're going to say a prayer, Ross. I know. I said thank you too soon. But I was glad that y'all came today, because it's been a week off our schedules. No school and lots of Christmas. All right. God, we thank you for our church family who comes with us and teaches us the meaning of all these church words that we hear in this building. Help us to remember every day to praise and glorify, to give honor and thanks to you. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you very much. This next reading is going to be about being thankful to God.
Thank you, Jasmine. That was great. The New Testament lesson today is from Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of God for the people of God.